would like to invite all bird watchers and all wannabe bird watchers to the 111th Audubon Christmas Bird Count happening on our side of the canal this Saturday, the 18th, same time that the Skagway Count goes.
It's time for the Audubon Bird Count and the Holly Jolly Christmas Follies. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. Those stories coming up after this news. With temperatures sliding lower and lower and electricity from heaters, lights, and indoor entertainment systems peaking, AP&T in Haines has just started to use auxiliary diesel power from its downtown Haines plant to supplement the electrical power coming from the Skagway Hydro Station. Danny Gantz with AT&T tells us the situation.
Well, we have started running some diesel-powered electricity generation to supplement our hydro generation. The hydro plants that we have for use during the wintertime are not big enough to carry all of the load that we are currently experiencing. With the really low temperature extremes that we're experiencing right now, and when we get this cold, we get above our peak capacity of our engines, of our hydro, and so we have to start making up the difference, diesel-generated electricity.
Does that mean there will be any temporary blackouts?
No, that's the reason why we make up the difference with diesel, so that we hope we don't have to end up with that. It's working to its 100% capacity. Once we get over 100%, then we have to add additional capacity. The amount that we're actually having to run is very little, and it's only run for just a couple of short hours during our peak time, which runs about 3:30 in the afternoon through about 6 o'clock or so. After that, it tapers back off, and we can shut the additional engine off. So it's not really a whole lot of diesel requirements as far as the fuel, the cost part of it, but it is of interest for folks, so we just wanted to let everybody know.
It is always good advice to watch your power usage and to turn off unnecessary electric appliances when not in use, especially when the thermometer plunges. It's time for the annual Audubon Bird Count, which takes place this Saturday, December 18th, in both Haines and Skagway. KHNS spoke to Haines area biologist Tim Shields. He explains why early winter is a perfect time to count the local birds.
It is a time when all the migratory birds are gone, and so we get a count of just the resident birds. The winter resident birds give us one slice of information. In the spring and summer, there are activities that target the breeding birds. They're called breeding bird surveys, and that can be done as well. And that accounts for the reproductive portion of the bird's life cycle. And so the Christmas bird count is a way to get a very pure picture of the resident bird species. And then the breeding bird surveys show us what the flip side of that coin is.
There was also a darker side to the origins of the bird count.
This goes way back to the very origin of the activity. There used to be a tradition of going out on Christmas Day and shooting as many birds as possible, and I'm not talking about with cameras. This was go out and blast as many birds as possible. And around the turn of the 20th century, the dawning of sort of environmental consciousness and conservation was occurring, and the Audubon Society was formed to preserve birds, which at the time were being slaughtered by market hunters, and numbers of birds were crashing everywhere because they were being shot. The initial Audubon clubs suggested, why don't we go out on Christmas Day and instead of blasting them, let's count them and start to collect information on them. And that is the genesis of the Christmas bird count. The National Audubon symbol is an egret, and the egrets have this one set of feathers that was highly prized by the millinery trade, and they were slaughtering egrets. I mean, they were wiping them out for these feathers. And that, I think, you know, the people that just were looking at these species going extinct for the sake of fashion, and it was a pretty easy starting point emotionally for the environmental movement, and it really was the start of the organized environmental movement, was the Christmas bird count by the early Audubon clubs.
Tim Shields tells us where the bird count takes place in the Haines-Chilkat Valley area.
We have two circles in the Chilkat Valley area. One is centered in the town of Haines, and so it's a 15-mile diameter circle centered right around the west end of town. Then we have another circle we call the Chilkat Circle, which is centered on the Bald Eagle Preserve, and Mario Benassi and his CFI crew are going to cover that. It's a basic, the basic approach to it is to go out with your binoculars and cover your area, the route, and count as many birds as you see. There are two goals to the project. One is to create a species list that just tells us what species are here, and then the next part is to count the number of birds. So it's a valuable scientific activity, but it's also a lot of fun to take a day in the middle of winter, go out and check out our feathered friends. And there's no obligation to go out all day, but you can go out for an hour or a half hour even, and you can get together with other birders and work with them. If you're an inexperienced birder, we can easily connect you with somebody who's more experienced, and you can go out and start learning the ropes. All you really need is warm clothing, and it's going to be a pretty blustery day, so you need some warm clothing, a pair of binoculars, a spotting scope if you have it, and you can get a hold of the data sheets at Danny Golf Shop in Haines and go on out.
Elaine Forbish of the Skagway Bird Club gives us the details of the Skagway Bird Count.
Yeah, the Skagway Bird Club is a group of people who live in Skagway who are interested in birds. We have a dedicated group of people in Skagway and a few folks from Whitehorse, Yukon Territory in Canada who come down, and we welcome anybody who might be coming in on the ferry or just passing through town if they have any interest in birding to join our Christmas bird count. The Skagway Bird Count Circle is centered on AB Mountain, and it includes Skagway, Dyea, up the Klondike Highway, close to the border with Canada, as far up the Taya Valley as we can get. In winter, it's a little hard to get past the town side of Dyea. It includes the end of the fjord down to about Burrow Creek and Sturgill's Landing. The other way to participate is by watching a bird feeder. And especially when the weather's severe, the bird feeders are the places where many birds will be seen as opposed to out on a trail in the woods. The people who watch the bird feeders can often do it from a warm window seat in their house, so really it's a wonderful way to participate.
If you want to know more or get involved, Tim and Elaine tell us how.
Anyone that's interested in participating can call Dan Egolf at 766-2876.
So if you're interested in either going out and walking or driving around or watching a bird feeder, you can participate by calling me at 983-2049, or you can look at our website, and you'll see all the information associated with our bird count there. And the address for that website is sites, S-I-T-E-S, .google.com/site/Skagway Bird Club, all one word. We welcome anybody who might be in town, and we hope to see you there.
The Holly Jolly Christmas Follies are coming this Sunday to the Chilkat Center. Sue Waterhouse gives us the tidings.
It's the Holly Jolly Christmas Follies, which is going to be held this coming Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. There's going to be a variety of musical acts, everything from puppets to Santa to bells, and I think I would expect some surprises. There's a lot of some of Haines' favorite people that have been with the LCCP for many years. There's a lot of talent in this little town, and I think it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a show for the family, all ages. The cost is $8 for adults, $5 for children, and $25 for family. Tickets are going to be available at the door.
That's the Holly Jolly Christmas Follies in association with Lynn Canal Community Players this Sunday, December 19th at 4 p.m. in Haines at the Chilcat Center for the Arts. Also this weekend in Haines, Geppetto's Junkyard presents The Miracle of Life at Mosey's matinee show Friday at 4, dinner theater 7 p.m. Friday evening. And Saturday, the Last Minute Shoppers Holiday Bazaar from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the ANB ANS Hall. And look out for carolers on the streets of Haines after 6 p.m. In Skagway, on Saturday, the 18th, lunch on 5th from noon till 2, the cookie exchange at Granny's from 1 p.m. till 3, and at 7 p.m. at the rec center, the Yuletide Ball. This is Burn Power for KHNS News. Tara Bicknell returns in January.